Welcome to the way freedom flies. I'm Anthony, and we have another week, another craziness, and another time where Republicans want to spend all our money. Has anyone noticed that when we say conservative, they don't conserve anything? This is interesting territory we are going into because we have one side where we thought where we were going to have people and that would conserve and represent us, the conservative brand, the constitutionalist, the Bible-believing people, and yet what we have is Speaker Johnson, which says, my view has changed based upon new information, which is fine to have a view to change based on new information. However, it should be changing within the realm of the biblical sphere. And the FISA 702 passage was not that. That renewal was horrible. In fact, now it has small businesses being able to have to comply with NSA and NSA spying, and the whole spying apparatus got more. So you're not conserving anything, Speaker Johnson. You're putting more pressure, you're putting more, what's the right word for this? You're putting more restrictions on citizens that should not have those restrictions, right? The Fourth Amendment here. But all Republicans and Democrats want to do is piss all over the Constitution. And we are in a state of trying to reset and restore our government back to the biblical values and back to where it should be. I really wish it would just be a wave of the magic wand and it would be solved. But right now we have a bumbling Biden that is doing everything to destruct it with illegal immigration and et cetera going on, higher inflation, passing policies that, or not even just policies, but passing executive orders that are destroying America, trying to have the one world government. You have to realize you could be arguing between the two, and I can see where Republicans want to just argue with Democrats and try to, we just got to beat the Democrats. How are you just going to beat the Democrats if you do not stand and conserve what the people want, what your base wants, what the people that go and vote for you? They may not be the people that are, you know, going to your, you know, chapters of GOP and your Republican Party chapters in every single county across America. What you have to do is use the money that you raise to get something done. We are in this position where Republicans are not running on the fact that they are going to do something. They're running on the fact that they are different than Democrats and that they will defeat the Democrats. So there's a problem that we have where we're going to do something, give us money so we can get elected so we can do it. And that has kind of worn really thin. And I was noticing this with the pro-life movement, right? The pro-life movement has not been so much as a, we need to get rid of abortion. The pro-life movement, at least some chapters, are using it as a money-making operation where a lot of the administrators are making a lot of money. This happens on the Democrat side too. I'm not saying one side or the other is bad. It is a let's ask people for money for a cause that they believe in, and we will hopefully that this cause doesn't go away so we can perpetually get this. Now, that is an ungodly measure. No matter how godly the cause is, when you're going to use it for your own personal gain rather than realize that there's something other. Once you've completed a task that God has given you, as you should, God will have another task for you. At least that's what he's done for me. He guides me along the way of trying to get where I need to get to. Learning many different things along the way so I know how to navigate the waters properly for my next task. And if you're willing to just go, we need pro-life and babies have the right to life, but you aren't actually, you're just saying we still need abortion around, basically because it's a huge money-making operation for us, that's not where we should be going. And that's not something that needs to be continued. We need to complete tasks as a Christian base. We need to complete things. We need to get over the hump. Granted, they may come back around where we have to defend it. Fine. We will deal with that defense when that time comes. However, in the time being, we need to go and complete things. We saw this. Republicans are moving their base because they have to, not because they want to. And they're being willy-nilly on abortion and everything else, not because they have to, but because they want to. Or let me rephrase that. Because they have to. They have to move their base. They want a bigger base, right? But they have to because their initial base, they are trying to get the people out that continually vote for, you know, Republicans and everybody else that goes out and votes. We're seeing the independent demographic grow and grow. And now you're seeing, even in the election just here in Wisconsin, you're seeing a lot more people sit out. And you can say it's an awful election. It's early in the year. Whose fault is that? The Democrats and Republicans need to get people out to vote. If they're not willing to go out to vote, and we could talk about fraud and everything else, but let's just focus on just if people were to get out to vote, what is their problem? Why aren't people getting out to vote? Could it be that you're not actually doing what you say you're doing and you're having a problem with that? Could it be that side of things? No, they don't want to admit that there's a problem within their own organization. They don't want to admit that they have an issue. They're just sitting there just hoping that for the best, hoping that eventually we will just win just by our sheer ability. Not the fact that you have to move your base because you're losing your initial base because you're not standing on the foundation that you built the GOP on. Democrats have their base. They know what they're going to do. They have, you know, certain demographics that will vote for them, and if they need to, they will scare them into voting for it. You got to be green. You got to be this. You got to be for the little guy. Doesn't matter if they actually hold it up. Every single election, they force it down their throats to scare it. And I'm sure the Republican Party would love that to have that aspect too. The problem is that part of the demographic and what is out there has already been taken, Republicans. You can't take it. You can't just go and take it from the Democrats. No matter how hard you try, the Democrats have been playing this game a lot longer than you, and they're smarter than you in this game. They might be smarter than you, period, based upon how the negotiations have happening from the House side, where they have a majority of GOP, and they seem to negotiate based upon Biden, they seem to agree with Biden and Chuck Schumer all the time. So you can't argue that you're smarter than these people. You can't. You can't, even though I think that they're a a horrible, evil people. They're using their evil to their advantage, and they're beating you at it because you're not smart enough to look around it. Now, maybe the Republican Party needs smarter people in it, but the problem is that to get smarter people in it, you need people like me that are willing to go and join the Republican Party. The problem is that you moving your base away from where, you know, where people are really staunch and in their foundation, and you're expecting me to join onto a new party that's getting wishy-washy and everything and willing to move and have a bunch of spending, which I'm not willing to back, you know, be, oh yeah, we believe in abortion in this now, in this scenario. We're changing here and there. We're going to change our beliefs on our foreign policy, where we're sending money to, on our taxes. We're willing to spend more now in the last year. CR. We're willing to have appropriations and be spent more and more. These are all just things we're going to continue to move forward and continue to have because, you know what, we're going to move towards more towards the Democrats and it's going to be okay and we're going to have that. The problem is where the people like me going to go? You think that we're just going to keep voting for the Republican Party, the Republican candidate? Oh, what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen is that if there's going to be people like me that are going to pick and choose who to vote for, you're going to have some weird elections going, but people, there was this Republican candidate, and we already saw this, that won, this one that lost. Why is that? Why is there a change? Why is there a switchover? And then you're going to start seeing vote totals being really weird. I'm talking off by tens of thousands of votes. Might not happen this next election coming up, but tens of thousands of votes plus, I think, is going to happen, you know, lots of votes where you're going to be like, well, he won over the next Republican candidate by about 60,000 votes. Now, you could have fraud. There's no doubt about that. But what are going to be happening is that people are going to be picking and choosing to what values that they align with. And if you're not, there's not going to be a straight Republican ticket and Democrat ticket, and it's going to destroy the Republican Party that way because of this. And the Republican Party is going to be like, well, we need to move more towards the middle because that's where it seems to be. Not noticing that the real reason is you have to be staunch in your values and have a good foundation. You moved the foundation. You decided to have a foundation and it was a good, pretty good base foundation, right? Biblical principles and everything else. And you decided to build the house 6 feet off that foundation. And then you're wondering why the house is falling in and you can't have something good on it. You could say to me, hey, why are you picking on the Republican Party? Because it's the closest thing to being able to actually have some back or have some semblance of maybe competing at this point. I don't know what is going to happen with the Republican Party. I can see many different things happening to it. We know one thing. The Democrats Party, I believe, is also in the same shambles, just in a different thing in their idea sphere. The problem that the Republicans have, though, against Democrats is that until we see enough evidence, which is going to be elections, multiples, of their voting bloc deteriorating and maybe the voting bloc goes independent. Who knows? There could be fewer and fewer people that actually participate in elections, in voting and stuff like that, because of the deterioration of both parties. That should actually concern both parties immensely, because if that does take off, all it takes is a Libertarian candidate or a new party or whatever else to get on a ballot to completely destroy both parties, and they now have become the minority and they may never return to their prowess ever again. Look at Argentina, how that happened, right? That was a major change in there. Remember when the media was all gung-ho about it and all going, hey, there's inflation out of the wazoo, just high inflation. Argentina's making all the bad decisions. Where is that media now that he's made all those changes, made all those government cuts? Crickets. Why is it? Doesn't fit the narrative. Doesn't fit that you should be going through and have voting for communism, voting for democracy. Everyone thinks democracy is the will of the people being voted in. That is not really democracy. Democracy is my rule. The majority of the people getting whatever they want, no matter if that is right, wrong, or indifferent. It's the gateway drug to communism. If people want democracy, which is what our government is running as, is more of a democracy than a republic, this is what you're getting. That's why we were designed to be constitutional republic, so we distribute the power more evenly across different branches and across a representational style of government. So you have a representation style, whereas, you know, each state is represented in a certain, you know, in this case, representatives and electoral college type scenarios, so that then when somebody's elected, it's a representation of the United States rather than just an individual. And you could implement this in a state or anything else, and I think that would be a much better than a democracy style government. And, you know, it's just like capitalism. I think capitalism is a great system, but it only works if you don't have the government shoving everything down your throat and having control on every aspect of, we're going to look at your taxes, we're going to look at your how you do things, we're going to recommend that you need to do things this way, or, you know, you're going to be a fine for that. That's not really capitalism. You're not having any innovation. You're having the government check things. It's, you know, no different than a communist government at that point, in an economic standpoint. You know, we've gotten so far away from our values because we think that everything needs to be controlled of every aspect, when that's not the case. Most people can hold a conversation just fine without the government checking on every word you're going to say to somebody else, right? So why are we doing it in every other aspect of life, where the government thinks that they need to be involved in every aspect just to be able to, you know, move forward? It's pretty soon the government's going to be wanting a camera so that they know if you're acting in the bedroom properly, right? That just goes to a whole new extent level of where the government wants to get to. The government wants full control. You look at what the World Economic Forum has said, and you look at where our government is, and you'll notice that they're not too far off. They pretty much agree on everything, and they're pretty much trying to do everything, and it just happens to be so passing in a form that you're like, wow, this is kind of crazy. You look at where the money is right now. There's four bills, I guess, or four items that they want to do for spending on here for support for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and something else. I'm getting so sick of trying to remember stuff like this. You're spending my money that I pay. It's tax day, and right after tax day, you're spending money out the wazoo. Now, this is not American at all. What I would first say is that it seems like since World War II, and they wanted to keep going through and helping all these countries, there's a different way to help out countries. I was talking to a friend last night, and he's like, well, we need to support Israel and everything else. I agree. I'm in support of Israel, right? I've never denied that. You've heard that on our podcast. The Russian-Ukrainian war, I really don't care either way. But you go, that Israel has been an ally. I think that we can support them. I don't even think a lot of NATO countries I would even support, even if we added in Ukraine. I think NATO has maybe ran its course. So the same with the UN. That's fine. Things run its course. But getting back to it, right, we're on these spending bills. And why are we spending money for these other countries? And my friend's like, well, it's to get ammunition. It's helping America and get that in there. I go, why can't Israel, Ukraine, all these, Taiwan, come and buy our equipment? That still enables American jobs. They can use their money. They can go into debt on their side of things and be able to do it. My friend goes, well, what if they don't have money? I said, well, they can go into it. We don't have the money. Where's our money to do it? Why do we have to buy it? We still have American jobs here. They need just as much ammunition and everything else as before. We got to still make the stuff. We're just selling it now through them, and we're getting income back. Instead, what we're doing is we're going on America's taxpayers' dime, taking that money from Americans, from what's supposed to be in America, sending it over to another country to not protect America, not to be part of America, not to be able there. $35 trillion in debt, and nobody even cares. No politician cares. Show me a politician that actually cares about the debt. I think Rand Paul had something where he was getting close, I don't care. He could go up and read 5,000 pages, try to filibuster for weeks if he really wanted to. Maybe some other people would want to go with him. Let's do some filibusters. Let's do something like this. Let's show American people where you really stand. Oh, it's an election year. We can't do that. You don't care about the country then. You don't care about the voters. You don't care about the people. Stop thinking that this is we the government. Stop thinking that everything is, we have to negotiate on this. Well, you're so bad at negotiating, GOP. You negotiate everything away, and the Democrats get whatever they want. If you really are concerned that everything is a negotiation, then actually negotiate and get something out of it. Right now, what I see is that everything isn't a negotiation. Everything is an agreed-upon price based upon what the Democrats tell you to agree upon. You look at what is going on with Trump, right? He's got a trial in New York City, and he's going there, and I can't believe they didn't even allow him to have a break to go see his son Barron's graduation. Dumbest thing. I swear, Democrats, you could hire me. Pay me an awful lot of money because you'd have to in order for getting me to agree to do it. There's certain things you don't do if you're trying to win an election, because we know that this is election interference. This is what you're doing. Fine. We don't need to, mull over it and say that, whatever. They're going to do it. They're doing it anyways. But we're going to make sure Barron can't see his son because of the law. What does that make you look like? A total, can't use these words, especially if you have kids in the car or kids are listening to. You make a total moron. Why is that? Why? The Democrats are going to say, why? We're getting Trump. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. The reason why you don't do it is because people relate. They had gone to graduations. To the kids' graduations and be like, oh, you don't let Trump go to his own kids' graduation? How'd I feel if that was me in that situation? And there you have it. Democrats don't think. They just do. Which is fine, right? They can just do whatever they want. But realize this, you're digging a hole. God let people throughout the time, throughout history, do certain things, the evil things. And in doing so, what happened was that they kind of destroyed themselves. Which I get. That happens, right? So I really hope at some point we get to a item to clean up. Now, do I think that our Republicans are going to be able to clean this up? I don't think so. I don't think Republicans in their current state are going to be able to do it. Maybe that means that there's going to be more people like me that need to run. Maybe we have to seriously consider it. Because there are certain things that just need to happen. We need to clean up this mess, and it's going to take people that are not willing to negotiate on their foundation but negotiate on things that aren't their foundation to be able to move things forward. We need a smaller government. We need a non-spying government. We need more representatives, I think, as well. I call it my representative, and had to call him up again this week. I said, this whole energy thing, I support him. But stop sending money over every place. Figure it out a different way. And I told them a few suggestions. I doubt that they'll look at them, but, it makes too much sense. They can't look at things that make sense. I also had to say, though, thank you for not voting for the fights of 702. My representative decided not to vote for it. You got to tell them when they do something good. It's rare and far in between. Rare. I'm talking rare. politicians actually doing something good is a rare thing. Shouldn't be that way. But how many politicians are actually good people? And you get your answer of why it's rare. It's an interesting aspect of things. So we'll see how this all continues to go out. You know, we have Trump in trial. We have another few, well, like 5-6 months, 7 months to election, right? 11, yeah, seven, oh, just underneath 7 months. Just over 6 months. Going to be interesting. Notice that all the older, the immigration population is favoring Trump. Not the illegal immigrants, but the immigrated population, people that have gone here legally. I'm perfectly fine with you coming here legally. That is the important part, just to be here legally. And those people understand what it took to be here, what it takes to be an American. And I applaud them. People that are born here, I don't think, always understand that. Mostly because the school system is, well, dumber than a box of rocks. Sad to see, but it is. At some point, I do hope that our school system bucks up to the conversation to be able to change things. It's going to take a little bit to be able to clean things up. We're not going to do it overnight. I know this is me a lot today of talking about the GOP to get their act together. Why do I do that? I hope that as people listen to this, it's not just a negative type podcast, but it's an inspirational podcast of where we need to go, where the foundation is that we need to have, putting God back into that foundation, making him our concrete so that we can build upon him and restore ourselves, our countries, our communities, our governments. Because only through him are we going to be able to accomplish this. I think there's a lot of good things that do happen. I think God can do amazing things. I think he can change things around. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Just took one night to clean everything up. I hope it doesn't happen that way. But you look at what Sodom and Gomorrah did compared to what we did, what we're doing. Transgenderism. That whole weirdo thing. The whole killing babies. The whole being able to do it. Thou shall not murder. Right? Oh, it's okay in this scenario. Up to this amount of time. If you don't have the morals, which it seems like your morals are negotiable, which happens in the secular world, your morals are negotiable, right? So you can move them as you see fit. Where is that line? Because once you agree on, okay, it's 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever, we all agree upon that. There are going to be still people like me that are going to fight to get that removed completely. But you know what comes next. How old is too old? You've had this many heart issues? Okay, no more. You can't walk anymore, and you're this age? No more. When people go look back and say it was a slippery slope for all this, the baker, the cake, and every LGBT, we just want to get married, la-di-la-di-la. Yeah, it was. But you know what else is a slippery slope? Just saying. Parallels are everywhere. And it is our job to recognize them and stop them. Stop the evilness to move forward. We need to stand in the word of God and stand on him to be able to defeat the evil. And remember, he always wins. I want to say thank you for listening to The Way Freedom Flies. I do appreciate everyone out there listening, and I'm praying for everybody out there. And until next time, God bless.